April 2nd. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. The Book of Common Prayer. During Lent for the past several years, I have attended noontime services at a Fifth Avenue church in New York City. Just before the start of one of these services last year, I noticed a derelict at the church door. He stood there, obviously hungry and penniless. Just then, an usher approached the man. They spoke briefly. Then the derelict turned and shuffled away. I was stunned. A needy man turned away by the church. Where was Christian love and compassion? The service was ruined for me that day. All week long I brooded about this injustice. The following Wednesday before the service, I approached the rector and told him how upset I was.
"Oh," he said with a smile, "the man wasn't turned away. He's one of our regulars, but he doesn't come to worship, though I wish he would. He comes for the meal tickets we give out to a nearby restaurant. You see, we have an arrangement."
I felt so ashamed. If I'd shown Christian love and compassion myself, I'd have gone after the man. Then I'd have found out about the meal tickets, and I wouldn't have jumped to the wrong conclusion. But I'd hesitated. That day I had two things to pray for: forgiveness and the courage to act on my convictions. Lord, give us the grace to help others at their point of need.